Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Dan.
And today we're reviewing I Saw the TV Glow.
Coming up next.
So this movie follows the story of Owen, who we see across multiple periods of his life, his experiences with his closest friend Maddie, and specifically the TV show The Pink Opaque, and how that kind of questions his sanity and his own identity. And that's all we can really say. What do you think about this movie, Dan?
I think, as a whole, the movie is really important representation-wise for a lot of queer people, not just transgender people, but like...
Spoilers, this movie's a trans allegory.
It's about a lot of trans people.
Yes.
But for all sorts of queer people, it's a great way to figure out your identity and that idea of oppression growing up. And I think it's really important because it relates to a lot of people in different ways. Even people who aren't queer, like all kinds of audiences were able to enjoy this movie because you can draw your own meaning from it in like a really beautiful way from the vagueness.
And I think the big thing with this movie is there's kind of like, even though this movie got really big, a lot of acclaim, there was this kind of disconnect between like trans audiences and like queer audiences and the people who aren't that and like didn't get that reading. Because I think for that, and it's a lot of it really is about how the movie is like filmed and like structured. It doesn't really follow a very traditional plot structure. Like, when we're introduced to the idea of the Pink Opaque, we're only introduced that something might be off, although there's like some visual imagery, until like the 55-minute mark in an hour and a half movie. And so there isn't really enough time for like anything really to happen.
Yeah.
And then the whole point of the movie is that nothing happens.
Right.
And that's the point.
And it's not really told through like one direction either. He like narrates some of it directly to the camera, speaking to the audience, which I thought was really interesting at points. And then he calls himself out for narrating his own life, but it's also told from like that third person point of view. So it's really interesting how the director was able to play with all of these elements and they all kind of like blend throughout.
Yeah, and I think there's just like a lot of specific choices that I really did enjoy. A lot of like specific elements that you're able to pick up on really immediately. Like there's this one shot that fades from Owen walking to Isabel, the character in the Pink Opaque show. And we're like, I immediately went, oh, they're together. They have some connection. This is where the trans allegory lies. And that was really obvious.
Yeah.
I really like that. I think the imagery overall is fantastic. I love how the Pink Opaque, the show looks. I like that it's super B-movie-y. I like that all the shots linger too long and have like no sense of comedic timing. I love the effects in it. I like that it looks hokey because it really sells when it doesn't look bad. Like this movie isn't really scary. I know it got promoted like a horror movie and there's some criticism like it really wasn't scary.
Right.
First of all, it's more about the sense of dread if you relate to the plot elements. But also there's some moments that are legitimately terrifying.
Yeah.
You have that moment when they show the last episode. And that scene where he just shows two girls getting their hearts ripped out.
Yeah.
And like lecture. And
or I think like the ice cream man they show at the beginning.
Yes,
that was
fantastic.
That was a little
fantastic.
Bit,
that was
a
like
little
a
bit
jump scare. And the shot of the truck.
Yeah.
And like the open air, really well done. I really like, and then that shot where Owen sticks his head in the TV and then.
Yeah, that's my favorite
the
shot.
The father pulls him out and then he has that scene like in the
he
tense
throws
shower.
Up the TV static.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. And then of course in the finale when he has the breakdown at the birthday party.
Yeah.
Just. It's not that sort of like jump scare effect, but rather that dread and just panic.
I think they tease that really well throughout too.
Yes, they do.
Really right at the beginning when they have like the chalk on the ground and they're still playing the music from the Pink Opaque like in the background throughout that shot. And then the way they integrate the football scenes when it's Owen and Maddie, but then it's also Isabel and Tara like on the football and then you see Mr. Melancholy kind of in the corner. That's like really tying the two worlds together. Even though the style of both are shown so differently, it was like, really interesting to see as the movie goes, they like push them together really forcefully. Yeah.
And I think just the stylism of this movie is so well done. Just the usage of color overall is fantastic. I mean, there's so many different things. I mean, the purplish like sidewalk.
Yeah.
All the colors that associated with
the it's very unique the way they like
yes.
rested on those dark colors.
Yeah,
and, like,
everything
had them through
is
everything.
Shot like, of course she has an aquarium with deep blue lighting. So like-
Yeah, the planetarium, whole, like the whole-
The planetarium scene is fantastic. Also, this movie with like long takes, she has like a 10-minute monologue in that planetarium. It's ridiculous. Gotta give so much credit to Maddie's actress, Bridget Lundy Payne. They did such a phenomenal job with that. And Justice Smith as Owen, I really like his timid performance.
Some and his
really
voice the whole time.
I think
I like
it was
how they
a really
sit in
well,
that discomfort.
It worked for what they was going for. And then just some of the shots overall were fantastic. I like, again, how they specifically frame the shots in the Pink Opaque. I like some of the symmetry in the real world. I like any like the establishing shots. I like that one shot when he sees the power line fall over.
Yeah,
and
with then the you papers. See,
like, the papers. There's so many good callbacks and just like little details to point out. Mm-hmm. Also, big thing in this movie, the music.
Yes.
I like when you use like an original soundtrack with non-lyrical. Mm-hmm. I like when you use pop songs. But I really like when you compile artists who fit the theme, and you open a song by Yule, and they have a Carolyn Polachek song, and then they go to a music venue,
right?
And there's a song what's called Claw Machine that features Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah, Phoebe Bridgers.
And then Psychic Gloom by I forget that artist's name, but they come back to back. They just play like 2 minute song performances in between a serious scene, and they fit the tone. Mm-hmm. They just did like drop two music videos in the middle of our movie, and it works.
Yeah.
So it's so impressive that it fit tonally, but yet is such a good stylistic moment. And this is like good things to watch. Like just
I liked Anthem for a 17-year-old girl. Definitely
it's
like
so good.
Definitely tied that movie together, and it's definitely like symbolizes a lot of what
it
represented.
It fits like the static, and it fits like just a lot of like the iconography overall. Mm-hmm. And I think also just like I liked how they had the ending, because I think this entire movie could be read as very bleak.
I think the movie gets a lot of criticisms for the vagueness of it, but they really do kind of shout it at certain points.
If you come from that thematic understanding, then it's not vague at all. It's the most clear thing. And
but there's moments that they definitely tie together, like
yes.
the subtle dialogue of like, you haven't checked inside yourself, and it literally ends with him cutting himself out and checking inside, or the narrating your own life, and then it cuts to him narrating his own life. Like, they call it out, they direct the actions that they're doing, which I think is really smart. Instead of just like having the moment there, they tell you that it's going to show up at some point, like later in the film.
Yeah,
when it comes through.
I really liked at the end that the usage of there is still time. I think that's a fantastic, just like emotional, just clarifying thing. And I think that really ties this movie together. So what would you give this movie out of 10?
I would say as a whole, I would give the movie an 8 out of 10 because I really loved everything the movie symbolized and everything it came through. But I know for me, I needed to watch it twice to get to that point, to get to the like, I love it. Because there's so much like the details I love now you have to unpack after like a second watch or third watch, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, if you follow the review crew on the social medias, you will know that in my Letterboxd top 4, I put this movie down.
I also did.
So I would give this a 10. For me, it's hit me emotionally so strongly. Mm-hmm. When I saw this in the theater with like fellow my queer friends, like we were shell-shocked. And it hurt. It's really important movie for me, but it's also the type of like movie from like a structural and like filmmaking standpoint that I really appreciate. So to also have that with themes that really resonate for me is something so powerful. So I absolutely adore this movie. And yeah, I think that's all we can say for this. So thanks so much for watching.